This is Ned Cook interviewing Judy McKee in her studio in Medford, Massachusetts. And the date is November 22nd, 2004, for the Archives of American Art. This is disc number one. I guess, Judy, what I'd like to start off with is just talking a little bit about you grew up in the now is what's called the Metro West area of Boston. But talk a little bit about your environment growing up and just in terms of what it was like out in Lexington and sort of what you were exposed to, what you were thinking about at that point, I guess, in terms of arts education, your parents, your siblings.
Well, I suppose in terms of what I was exposed to by my parents, since my parents were both artists on some level. They both had gone to art school.
Whereabouts had they gone to art school?
My father went to art school in Boston. He went to the, what's it called?
Mass Art?
It's the Artist Students League. And my mother went to RISD.
Uh-huh.
And my father studied painting and my mother studied graphic art, but my father eventually became an art director for a greeting card company.
Uh-huh.
And my mother worked for him and made greeting cards and did graphic art at home. So, mm-hmm. You know, when I'd come home from school, my mother was in her studio, working at her easel.
Mm-hmm.
And my father would come home and talk about what he did at work, and they would take life drawing classes. So, you know, they'd have their life drawings hanging up around the house, which was embarrassing as a child.
Right, of course.
When your friends came over. But clearly, you know, it was something I was used to and then was sort of shocked to find that it was unusual for other people to be around those things, for other people.
Yeah,
you know, people my age, but they were active at DeCordova, and my mother used to do decorations for
In the summer program or during the school year.
They were only active as members, and you know, my mother participated when they did their big fairs, doing all kinds of decorations and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
They went to shows out there and belonged to museums and had friends who were artists, but we also grew up in a very suburban environment, and so most people in my neighborhood were not arty or
right.
of the art, although we had a neighbor who taught at MIT who was an artist, so they had a combination of friends in the business world and friends who were artists.
It wasn't like you're in Moon Hill in Lexington with all the Architects Collaborative people or anything like that.
Although my roommate at RISD was from Moon Hill.
Uh-huh.
There were always art materials around, and if I came home from school and was bored, and my mother would put out some colored pencils and say, you know, make something or
no video.
The TV off and
uh-huh.
do something constructive. And so that was the environment. And my sister was probably the one who showed more sort of creativity as a young, youngster. But eventually I was the one who really was interested and wanted to pursue it as a career.
Were you the oldest then?
No, I was the middle.
The middle.
I remember coming home from school, and I had friends who were also, you know, they liked to draw. We would mm-hmm. come home and play these games for each other, which was to make hidden pictures. And so we'd both sit down and make pictures with hidden pictures in them.
So pictures within pictures,
right.
So there's layers of
right.
of detail.
And then
this is
and
before
we
Where's Waldo?
Right, exactly. I mean, this was in place of TV,
uh-huh.
afternoon activities. And they were often, you know, around doing, making things. Although, you know, it was also a lot of running around and a lot of...
Did you, even at that point, were you interested in sort of animals and characters? I mean, can you think back to some of the images you were working on?